USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's boyfriend and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie is being searched for by the FBI in a nature preserve near the Laundrie family home. Now, Dwayne Chapman, a.k.a. Dog the Bounty Hunter, tells Fox News Fort DeSoto, a Florida campsite near the mouth of the Gulf into Tampa Bay, could be the key to finding the fugitive boyfriend.
They registered to stay at this park.
They were registered, went through the gate, and they're on camera.
Allegedly, what we're hearing is two people left on the 8th. Three people came in on the 6th, and two people left on the 8th. I think he's been here for sure.
Mr. Chapman describes the area as having many islands that are reachable by canoe. The United States is facing a potential federal government shutdown Thursday after the Senate failed to pass an emergency spending bill on Monday. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
After the Biden administration blocked the U.S.-Mexico border wall, chaos has ensued. COVID-positive illegal immigrants being released into the United States, tens of thousands of Haitians are welcomed into the country, all paid for by the American people. Now the administration is attacking Border Patrol agents for doing their job.
Border Patrol agents are mad and upset that leadership is throwing them under the bus, a top official with the agency's union told Fox News in Del Rio, Texas. National Border Patrol Council Vice President John Anfinson tells Fox News.
The agents feel like at all levels of management, from CBP to DHS to the White House, that they've been thrown under the bus because no investigation has been completed, yet you're hearing the president say these be paid. The secretary echoed those sentiments. And then Friday, of course, CBP's commissioner basically said the same thing. So agents are upset.
Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback pursuing Haitian migrants went viral, with erroneous accusations that the officials were whipping the immigrants.
Brad Bernard's reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Reports of Afghan refugees committing violent crimes after they came to the United States are very predictable because the Biden administration didn't ensure they were vetted properly before being allowed to enter the country. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin on Newsmax TV.
It's very predictable that this would happen when you don't have a thorough vetting process. Because as we found out a month ago when I made my first visit to Fort McCoy, that no one was being vetted. We were told a month and a half ago by the Biden administration that everybody's going through the SIV process. There's a thorough vetting going on. It's clear that it's not happening. And so you have a man who raped two young boys, and then you also have a man who beat his wife. And it gets even worse this week when you go out over the weekend, when we heard about out in Fort Bliss, where a group of Afghans that came here beat a United States soldier, a female United States soldier. This stuff is going to continue because there was not a thorough vetting process. It's awful. Yeah, they go into the federal system now, and virtually impossible to get them out of this country. I predict that they will not be deported. They're going to end up in our prison system. And by the way, if they end up in a court of law like in Dane County in Madison, who knows? They may only get a slap on the wrist. And I hope that they get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But this is the problem.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.